Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jason interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
Hey, this is Jay Stu. I'm here with Danielle.
Hey, what's up, guys?
The Wonder Librarian herself.
That's me.
We're here at Hamilton Film Expo 2, Expo Harder, which is an awesome title. And while we're here, we're sitting across from David, who has a really cool comic out called They Came From Planet Earth. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. How's your day been going here so far?
Pretty good. This is my first time here. I'm having a lot of fun here, yeah.
Cool. Now, we're big comic book fans. Is there anything? What can you tell us about the comic?
Well, They Came From Planet Earth is about sometime in the future mankind discovers that the moon is actually a cage containing a wormhole.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So, in the name of science, we send some astronauts through, and that's when all hell breaks loose. They crash land on a planet that they weren't expecting to land on, and the planet is extremely hostile, and right off the bat, they hit the ground running trying to survive.
Wicked. Where did the idea come from for this book?
I don't know where the actual specifics of it came from, but I've always been a fan of, like, 1950s B-movie sci-fi stuff, right? So I wanted to sort of just take an idea. I like the idea of alien invaders, so I kind of gave it a spin. So now, technically, from the aliens' point of view, They Came From Planet Earth is a perspective from the aliens' point of view of the planet that we're crash-landing on. And sort of, like, in the 50s, the B-movies are all about aliens invading Earth, and they come from all other places. So I wanted to give it a perspective of humans are invading this planet from their perspective. So in their eyes, we're the invaders.
Wow, that's pretty original. I like that. That's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Now, is this a one-shot or will it be an ongoing series?
This is an ongoing series. It's an indie comic, so every issue basically is a miracle if it comes to light. So this is number one. It's planned to be a 27-issue series.
Oh, wow.
So, hopefully number two will be out in February. And hopefully the sequential ones will come not too long after.
All right. Where can people go to purchase it?
You can go to the publisher, Insane Comics. You can also buy it at Comixology, which is a big digital distribution platform, and Drive-Thru Comics. And there's some local comic stores in Hamilton that carry the book as well.
Okay, cool. Now, you mentioned you were a fan of sci-fi B-movies from the 50s. As a comic book writer, do you have any influences in the world of comics?
I'm a big Frank Miller fan. He's a big writer for me. Well, you know who Frank Miller
is. Oh, definitely.
Yeah. So I'm a big fan of his. I also like, who else? They just did the Batman run, the DC Batman run.
Oh, Scott Snyder?
Scott Snyder.
Yeah, he's great.
Him. A few others. Outside of the world of comics, I like Michael Crichton, and Arthur C. Clarke was a big sci-fi writer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I get a lot of inspiration from outside of the comic field as well.
Okay.
As well as the comic industry, yeah.
Well, and what kind of other things do you geek out about?
Pardon me?
What other things do you geek out about?
I'm a big video gamer, movies, comic books. Basically, like, I love to draw myself. I love to write. I love writing screenplays and watching movies and stuff like that, and just basically what other geeks are into, right?
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
So I'll segue with my question.
Sure.
So because I'm an artist myself, so I kind of have, like, my own artistic process. So, like, what do you do when you're creating, like, whether it's drawing or writing? Like, do you have, like, a routine or anything, or do you?
I think I try to start. I just start doing some. When I sit down to draw, I don't really have a vision in my head. I just sort of start doodling, and it's sort of like a stream of consciousness for art. And then eventually, you start seeing shapes and stuff in the doodles, and then it starts to fill in. And then you see more shapes, and then you identify what I'm going to draw. Right? That's kind of how I like to do it. Unless I have some specific that I want to sit down and draw a specific character or a place or vehicle or something like that, but I like to sit down and just do a lot of stream of consciousness stuff.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, because I always like to throw on, like, if, depending on what it is, usually, like, fan art, so I'll, like, put on something kind of relevant to whatever I'm drawing, just so that I have, like, that atmosphere going.
Like music while you're talking, or a movie or something?
Like movie, like, say, so I'm doing Beetlejuice or whatever, like, I put it on, right? Or sometimes if I'm just doing something random, I'll put on something fun, like Pee-wee's Playhouse, or, like, just something that gets me going, or, like, I have candy, like, I just, like, make it, like, a cool, fun
time. It's funny that you say that, because I used to do that, and I kind of stopped myself from doing it, finding music, because I would spend so much time looking for what music, what mood am I in?
Yeah.
And then by the time I find something, I don't feel like drawing anymore, I don't have any time, I gotta go eat or or something
just
like
that. Quiet time is good,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. But I get that. I like to put on some good music, too, for inspiration. Yeah, for sure.
And do you remember first thing that you've ever written or drawn or anything like early stuff that you've done?
Drawing-wise, it would have gone back to as a child. Like, I used to draw a lot of sceneries, just people standing in fields, like, boring stuff, but I was just fascinated with, like, you know, just perspectives and stuff like that. And writing-wise, this is probably the first solid thing that I've ever written that's actually made it to a product. But I've liked writing. I like a lot writing a lot of screenplays. I like writing in screenplay format. Like, this is written. This They Came from Planet Earth is written as a movie. It's written in a screenplay. It exists as a screenplay, right? But I decided, you know what? Let's see what we can do. We'll cut it up and make a book out of it. And so that's where it came from.
Very cool.
And this is a new question, but do you have like a top three favorite movies of all time kind of thing? Or I'm always interested to hear people's.
Okay. Yeah. No. I can do that. My top, I would say, is The Watchmen.
Okay. Oh, cool.
2009,
yeah.
The Watchmen.
Nice.
I liked 2008's The Dark Knight and Casino.
Nice
mix. Thank you. Yeah. Where on social media can people go to check out your work?
You can find me at They Came from Planet Earth on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter. My tag is at The Space Junk.
Okay.
At The Space Junk. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we appreciate the time today. It was nice meeting you. And from the looks of things, it looks like you have a great book on your hands. And we can't wait to get the word out for you.
Awesome. Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.